Hello, this is Dorothy, and Hugh Prather wrote some very interesting words. I believe that a path of our mind foresees the entire course of a relationship before we begin it, and we choose to enter that series of events as the gentlest possible way to learn the lessons we are now ready to learn. And Hugh Prather lived from 1938 to 2010. So this is titled, Joining You on Your Bench of Dreams, A Special Person, and it's part one. So at this time, especially during the current coronavirus, we are each being mindful as we draw in creative ways to be active physically and mentally. One way is to use our imagination and capture our thoughts. So, I have edited chapter 13 of my Fireside book in three parts of meaningful conversations at different times of your life, and I invite you to share and draw on your creative imagination. So you have a relaxing favorite seat in nature that is your bench of dreams, and where at times you invite significant people to join you. Today, for the first time, you are meeting someone who has been your inspiration. It's a warm spring day, with the sun shining through the gentle breeze of the trees as you anticipate the arrival of a very special person. So who is joining you, and why have you chosen this person? In my imagination, I have chosen the late Irish poet, author, mystic, former priest, John O'Donoghue. And John lived from 1956 until 2008. He was born on a farm and continued to live in the wild Connemara region of Western Ireland known as the Burn. And I see him walking towards me, and I breathe a sigh of contentment, knowing our experience will be a time out of time, with much shared laughter and wisdom, and listening to him as he reads his poetry. So, why did I choose him? John was comfortable in his own skin, said an early school friend and shopkeeper that I met some years ago during a pilgrimage to Ireland in the village of Ballyvaughan, which is on Galway Bay. I had earlier been inspired when hearing him interviewed during a visit to Vancouver, BC, hoping I could join one of the groups he invited to his home, but he died suddenly afterwards at 52. How I remember during the pilgrimage that we stopped at Craigie Cemetery to share some holy water, which was also known as Irish whiskey, before sprinkling the balance on his gravesite. John loved his whiskey. He also knew what was important in his life and, after 19 years, left the priesthood to pursue his hankering to write. His first book, Annum Caro, which means soul friend, is an insightful one from which I learn something new each time I open it. A more important reason that I chose this wise teacher is that his books and talks help me clarify what I most wanted to accomplish during my lifetime, and that, even if I didn't do everything the very best way, I'd give it my best shot. So in my mind, That's who I chose to join me on my bench of dreams. In the midst of our sharing and laughter, there'll be times of comfortable silence. Later, we'd saunter along to a local pub for some Irish whiskey while continuing to chat, bringing to an end a perfect day. And you can learn more about John O'Donohue at www.johnodonohue.com. And O'Donohue is O-D-O-N-O-H-U-E. So, as you sit on your bench of dreams, who is joining you? What will you share? Was it someone who inspired you and led to your making an important shift in your thinking? Or have new ideas arisen? Do be sure to capture those creative ideas of yours. So, until next time, and back to your bench of dreams, this is Dorothy. Bye for now.